okay, Melissa. These things happen. We'll just do it some other time, okay? Well, I guess that takes care of my date for this weekend.
Oh, what happened?
He died.
He died? Of what?
I don't know, Mary Jo. Hardening of the arteries or something. Maybe it's just a fix-up. I mean, I didn't even know it.
Well, Suzanne, I'm sorry to hear of your recent tragedy, but since you're going to be free this weekend, you can help me take inventory.
Julia, just because my date died does not mean I feel like working.
I know what she means. I never feel like doing much when my dates have passed away.
Hey, you want to go see a movie?
No, I was up half the night helping Claudia with her history test.
Is that why you got a pencil in your hair?
Oh, for heaven's sake, I can't believe you noticed that and didn't tell me.
Yeah, well, you got some ink on your chin, too. Didn't you take a bath?
Well, of course I took a bath. Well, I usually do, but I couldn't this morning because the kids' shower was broken and they were in my bathroom till school.
So you didn't take a bath?
I took care of things.
Y'all are never gonna believe what just happened. This is too incredible.
You all did get everything delivered.
Yes, yes, yes. Mr. Chapman signed all the invoices. But that's not all. Guess what he gave us?
We give what?
All right, get ready for this one. 4 VIP tour tickets to Graceland.
What's Graceland?
Graceland? Suzanne, Elvis Presley's home in Memphis. Can you believe it? I mean, Mr. Chapman's a concert promoter or something. I mean, these are VIP tour tickets. You get to see rooms nobody else sees. I mean, even closets. And then he told me that the Elvis Club is hosting this special nostalgia weekend. I got the name of the hotel here. Oh, it reads, 2 free nights at the Red Rover Hotel for anyone presenting authentic Elvis memorabilia, which can be linked directly to the king himself.
So?
So I have a piece of authentic Elvis memorabilia. Remember I told y'all how my Uncle Howard knew one of the pilots for Elvis's plane? Well, he gave me a hand towel that Elvis actually wiped his face on after a concert, and then Elvis signed it to Charlene. A whole lot of shaking going on. Love, Elvis.
Well, I have things to do. You kids have fun.
Julia, this is serious. I mean, it's like it was meant to be. I mean, first the VIP tickets and then the free motel. And Anthony said he'd be willing to drive us. I mean, I know you don't like to drive at night, but your car's the most comfortable. I'd pay for the gas. And Anthony said he's been wanting to go see his grandma. She lives there. And, well, we'd be helping him, too. Oh, please, y'all. I've wanted to see Graceland all my life, and none of us have ever been. It's only about 6 or 7 hours. What do you say?
I say I'd rather be tied buck-naked to the town clock. But thank you for asking.
Anyway, Charlene, we just can't go rushing off into the night, driving through the dark Georgia woods with Anthony.
And pray tell, why not, Sheriff Bubba?
Well, because it just would not look right. And frankly, I don't know why I'm the one who always has to bring these things up.
Neither do we.
Suzanne, how are you kidding? I mean, why would you care about how it looks for the four of us to drive all night in a car with Anthony when you stayed at a motel with him?
That was a necessity.
Oh, you all make me feel so cheap.
You know what I think? I think Charlene's got a great idea. I mean, come on, we never do anything on the spur of the moment. Why, we'll feel 16 again. If Charlene really wants to do it this badly, I think that we should do it. And Ted's got the kids this weekend. I mean, for once in our lives, let's just hop in that car, throw caution to the wind, and drive all night. It'll be wild. It'll be crazy. It'll be fun.
And then they have the Hall of Gold. That's where they keep the gifts from heads of state and Elvis's 16-carat diamond ring.
How much further is it?
Oh, about 300 miles, Suzanne. We'll be there before sunup.
Feels like we've been driving forever.
We have. You know, it's hard to get anywhere when you stop for food and bathrooms every 15 minutes.
Mary Jo, you're hurting my shoulder.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I can't believe I can't lay my head on you for 2 seconds and you've had your big old feet slung across me for the past 2 hours.
Well, that's because there's something big and cold and wet down here on my side of the floor and I don't have any room.
Suzanne, that happens to be a Tupperware container with my Elvis towel in it. Be careful.
I know this is a dumb question, Charlene, but why do you have your Elvis towel in Tupperware?
Because I froze it. I want to preserve it in its original state. I mean, this is an authentic collector's item. You know, it's not like all that other worthless junk people spend their money on.
Hey, Antoine, want some pecan roll?
Oh, no thanks, Mary Jo. I'm still working on this fudge up here.
I'll have some of that.
Oh, Jill, if you hand me that litter bag, I'll put some of these cans in it.
Mary Jo, I have never seen one person eat so much in all my life. I mean, the inside of this car looks like we're on some kind of a pig tour.
I always eat a lot when I travel. I don't know why. I think it has something to do with having all this food along the highway.
It is kind of neat, isn't it? And there's so much more to choose from nowadays. I mean, even gas stations have gotten incredible.
Can you believe it? I mean, who would have thought homemade food in a gas station? I mean, is that just in the South or what? I mean, you know, now you can go in, get your tires checked, buy some birth control in the bathroom, and have a little turkey and dressing on your way out.
Well, I thought the food was absolutely disgusting. I hated that truck stop, and those men were creepy.
Well, Suzanne, if you're so uncomfortable, why'd you come?
I came, Charlene, because I didn't want you all having fun without me. I see now I need to worry myself. Two nights at the Red Rover Hotel. Great.
Well, you know what we say to that. We say, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell.
It's down at the end of Lonely Street, oh, Red Rover Hotel. Oh, I'm so lonely, baby. Oh, I'm so lonely, baby. I'm so lonely.
Excuse me, ladies, but I think we just had our first flat tire.
Well, Mary Jo, is this wild and crazy enough for you?
Can you believe it? It is going to be another 2 hours before they have a room made up.
I can believe it. It's only 8 a.m. Anyway, just be glad we're here. You know, I thought you all would be a lot more excited, especially you, Mary Jo. I mean, the way you've been singing and carrying on. Mary Jo.
I'm excited. I'm excited for Charlene. I was just thinking that this is probably the longest I've ever gone without bathing or sleeping.
And how do you feel about that?
More importantly, how do we feel?
I don't feel too good myself.
Good. I hope you remember this the next time you get the urge to support one of Charlene's bright ideas.
You could take better care of your tires. There's no excuse for having 2 blowouts in one night.
Oh, I agree. I am an intelligent, mature woman. I have a grown son. Come to think of it, there's no excuse for me being in the Red Rover Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee on an Elvis Presley Memorial weekend, but here I am. Go figure.
What the heck is an hotel, anyway?
Beats me. Maybe you park your car in the room.
I just can't believe that we're actually staying here.
Suzanne, this is Charlene's weekend. If she wants to stay where the other people with the Elvis souvenirs are staying, then we just have to make the best of it.
Well, she can stay here. We can go on over to the Peabody. She can come visit us.
Suzanne, we cannot leave Charlene by herself over here. Can we?
Anyway, they'll have those rooms made up directly.
Yeah, right. They're probably just shaving the sheets.
It doesn't look that bad to me.
Well, thank you, Arthur Frommer. I mean, why do you care? You're going to be staying at your grandmother's.
Yeah, that reminds me. I better shove off.
Oh, Anthony, we can take you over there. We'll be happy to.
Well, now I can see that, Mary Jo, but I'll just take a cab. Besides, you guys will never find your way back here again.
Yeah, that'd be tragic.
Oh, Suzanne, you got to get with the program. Go with the flow. Julia, here's my grandmother's name and number. You need anything, just call. Otherwise, I'll meet y'all back here at 5 o'clock on Sunday.
It seems so far away.
Oh, Mary Jo, I almost forgot. Here's the rest of that beef jerky that you love so much. Mm-hmm. Be sure to save something for the ride home, okay?
You're cruel, Anthony.
Oh, wait, Anthony, before you go, I bought you something. It's a guitar-shaped key ring.
Hey, that's real nice, Charlene. Thank you.
Well, say, Charlene, I thought you weren't going to buy those cheap, tacky Elvis souvenirs that only serve to exploit his memory.
I know, but I started looking. I couldn't resist. Anyway, I'm only buying the tasteful ones.
Well, you know, they have Days of the Week underwear up there, too, with his face on it. I refuse to buy those. Well, I'm glad we found something that offends you.
Oh, look. Some of these are kind of cute. Did you see this bumper sticker? EP, phone home. Isn't that great? Let's put it on the car.
Over my dead body.
Well, ladies, have a wonderful time. I know I've enjoyed myself. And remember, when you saw me leave, I was singing just this song. I'm just a hunk of hunk of burning love. I'm just a hunk of hunk of burning love. I'm just a hunk of hunk of burning love. I'm just a hunk of hunk of burning love.
Boy, this is shaping up to be a great weekend, isn't it?
So we mostly just come to these things for fun. We live over in West Memphis.
I just can't believe how much you talk like him. Doesn't he sound exactly like him?
Yeah.
He
really does.
Are you going to actually perform this weekend?
Oh, not this weekend. We just got through putting a whole new lounge act together, though. We're going to be taking on the road. Me and little Ricky here.
Oh, please. You have to do some of it for us.
here?
Oh, please. I'd love to hear you. We all would, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Just don't tell my manager. Does your heart fill with pain? Shall I come back again? Charlene, dear, are you lonesome tonight?
You gave me goosebumps.
Shoot, that's nothing. You ought to hear him when he gets going.
Hey, you know, don't you be bragging on me, baby.
Your outfits are wonderful. How in the world y'all get two to match?
Oh, well, my wife makes these for us. She sold these at a... Well, I better not say.
Well, come on, tell us.
Her old wedding dress she wore with her first husband. He was mean to her.
Don't y'all tell her to get me into trouble.
Oh, don't worry. We won't tell, will we?
No.
Mr. Weddington, how's it going, sir? Listen, I can finish that interview anytime you're ready.
Oh, that's okay. Dell
Dawson.
Right. You know, I think I got everything I need.
Oh, well, here's some more Elvis fans you might want to talk to, sir. This is Mr. Weddington. He's with one of those big papers. What was the name, sir?
The Post.
Yeah, The Post.
May I?
Sure.
Well, I guess we better be going. But here's a schedule of Ricky's and my new tour, sir. Well, if you could mention that, I sure appreciate it.
Sure, no problem.
Well, Charlene, I guess we'll see you all later.
Okay, Dell.
Bye, Charlene.
Bye, Ricky.
Bye.
So, you ladies are Elvis fans, huh? Just so happens I'm doing a story on the new Elvis revival. You know, stuff like how the hardcore followers are handling all this publicity about him being alive and how it's affecting their lives. So, how about some names?
My name is Helen Van Patterson Patton.
And I'm her sister, Debbie.
Funny, you don't look like a Debbie. As a matter of fact, none of you fit the Elvis fan profile.
What's the Elvis fan profile?
You see that woman over there, swathed in polyester? Well, that's Velma. She came all the way from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, with a paper cup that Elvis actually drank out of. And tomorrow, she's going to the gravesite, and she's going to lay a big old homemade wreath, making this the most thrilling weekend of her entire life. And is that wonderful or what? I couldn't even make this stuff up. You know, Elvis isn't just a pop culture hero anymore. We are now talking about the mass iconization of the greatest secular figure of the entire 20th century.
Gee, I thought he was just a rock and a roller.
About 16 when I had my twins out of wedlock and my mom and daddy kicked me out. That's when Elvis came out with Love Me Tender, which was originally called Aura Lee. I named one of my girls Aura Another Lee in honor of Elvis. I played that record till I plumb wore a hole in it. Sometimes I felt like Elvis was the only friend I had. I used to stand outside the Malco Theater here in Memphis, holding my babies in my arms, just hoping to get a glimpse of him when he came out. Sure enough, one night he spotted us. He came over, and he kissed me and my girls and said that they was almost as pretty as their mama.
That's very moving, Dodie. How do you spell your last name?
Why do you need last names? It's just a story. Why don't you use first names?
Oh, I don't mind. It's Smith. S. M-I-T-H.
Thank you. So, anybody else have a good Elvis story or bring a souvenir?
Well, actually,
I have something in my eye. Would you come help me?
Sure. Which eye is it?
I don't like this man. He's cold and arrogant and condescending, and he is using you.
I know, but I still want to show him my towel.
Wayne, he is going to make you and all the rest of these people look stupid in print. You want to help him do that?
No. You're right. Thank you.
By the way, Charlene, I never got your last name.
Van Patterson Patton. Charlene Van Patterson Patton. I'm their cousin.
Well, the room's not going to be ready for another half hour. Charlene, you can just forget about that tour. Now I'm telling you all, I cannot take any more of this. I'm tired. I'm dirty. I got that beef jerky she gave me stuck in my teeth. Now I'm just gonna march right into that bathroom in the coffee shop and brush my teeth and take a sponge bath in the sink, and then I'm gonna blow dry myself on the wall dryer. Or maybe not.
Hey, listen now. You gotta take the VIP tour. You know you get to see Elvis' actual bedroom.
That's what I hear.
Who are you?
Suzanne, this is Vern. He drives a truck. Where have you been?
I'm sorry, okay? Why don't you make him a name tag?
Hey, how about you, Vern? You look like you got an Elvis story. Did you bring a souvenir?
Well, no, it's somewhere else. I guess I could tell you about it. It's kind of hard, though.
That's all right. Go ahead, take your time. I got all day.
Well, it's kind of personal. I guess it'd be all right.
Say, Vern, I have some things out in my car. They're awfully heavy. Would you mind helping me?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
You're very kind. Excuse us, please.
Certainly.
What the heck got into her? Did you say he was a truck driver?
Yeah, why?
I bet she's going to pay him to take her home.
Well, what'd you think of the tour?
Oh, it was very nice. Although I must admit, I'm a little more excited about being at the Peabody again. My mother used to bring me here when I was a little girl.
Yeah, I used to bring my boy here, too, to see the ducks. But they never liked to valet park my truck. Anyway, Sam, that's my boy's name. He was about five when he used to ride with me on my route down to Gulf Shores. We must have listened to every Elvis tape ever made. He knew every word. He used to just tear him up on Heartbreak Hotel.
How old is he now?
Well, he would have been 19 this month. He died when he was 11. Leukemia. Now they can do a lot, but then...
I have a son. He's 19.
At first I thought, well, I'll just go crazy. Because my wife and I, we split up a long time ago, and me and Sam did everything together. After he died, I drove my truck into a freeway embankment, kind of on purpose. Anyway, I quit work for 2 years. Never left my apartment, just sitting there drinking. Me and Elvis, and songs like, Are You Lonesome Tonight? I saw you crying in the chapel. I don't know what it is Elvis gives people, but whatever it is, I felt it. And picked me up, kept me going, got me through.
Is that the story you almost told today?
Yeah. I want to thank you for putting me onto that reporter. I wasn't much liking him myself. Oh, by the way, do you have an Elvis souvenir?
No, that's Charlene's department.
Mine's with Sam now. It was his life's dream to see Elvis in concert. I got tickets. By the time we got there, he was too sick to go. I had to put him in the hospital. Elvis heard about it. After the concert, he showed up. I'll never forget Sam's face. He opened his eyes and he said, "Hey, Elvis, you're here." And Elvis said, "That's right, Sam, I'm here." He took off his belt buckle, said TLC, Tender Love and Care. Gave it to Sam. I buried him with it. Hey, this is crazy. You and me sitting in the bar of the Peabody Hotel talking like this. Everybody's wondering what a fine lady like you is doing in here with a fellow like me. To tell you the truth, I'm kind of wondering myself.
Let's just say I have very good taste. Here's to sons like ours.
And to Elvis.
And that was Peaches and Herb singing Reunited, going out tonight to Denise from Randy.
Wasn't Graceland beautiful? I can't decide which I like best, the jungle den or the meditation garden.
I think a far more important question you ought to be asking yourself is why you felt the need to own a 9-by-12-foot rug with Elvis Presley's face on it.
I don't know, Mary Jo. It's a sickness, okay? It's kind of like Suzanne always wanting to have a crown on her head.
Hey, Anthony, how far are we out of Memphis?
Oh, about an hour. Now, listen, ladies. We cannot be making all these stops on the way home. I mean, seriously. You're gonna have to exercise a little self-control because the pig tour is over.
Don't worry about me. I never want to eat again.
Julia, why are you being so quiet?
Oh, Suzanne, if you don't mind, I was trying to get a little sleep.
Maybe she's dreaming about Vern.
Yeah, there's something fishy going on around here. I gotta tell you, this is one of the weirdest weekends I've ever had in my life. Driving 700 miles to spend 2 days in a cheap motel with a bunch of Elvis Presley kooks, and now Julia's dating a truck driver.
Hey, Julia, I've been acting kind of mysterious. Where exactly did you and Vern go?
I told you, we just had a drink. It was perfectly innocent.
Yes, well, I just think I'm going to tell Reese about this. This is obviously a kinky side of you he's not seen before.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
By the way, what happened to my EP phone home bumper sticker?
I don't know, Charlene. I guess I must have left it behind.
Oh, great! I love that sticker!
Charlene, it's not like you don't have other souvenirs.
We just got a call from Vern a few minutes ago. He's pulling a big 18-wheeler down to Gulf Shores, Alabama tonight, and he asked us to send this out especially for Julia. So, Julia, wherever you are, this is for you, from Vern.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your doorstep and picture me there? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back again? Tell me, dear, are you lonesome tonight?